So let's review. The Gemara continues examining the machlekes between five Tanoim with regards to the Isra of Bal Ta'achar. The Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Elazar learned the laws of Bal Ta'achar from the pasuk of Bechag HaMatzis, or Bechag HaShavuos, or Bechag HaSukkos. The Gemara asks, Tashlum al Atzeres Menalo, what is the source for being able to bring the Korbanos of Shavuos for 7 days? Nafkaluhu min the Tanei Rabbi Bar Shmuel. The Tanei Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Amr Torah, Mano Yom in Bekadosh Chodesh, Mano Yom Bekadosh Atzeres, Machidish Lemenuyev, Avatzeres Lemenuyev. Just as we count the days of a month and then celebrate the carbon of the new month on the following day of Rosh Chodesh, using the unit of counting, which is a day, to designate the time period for the carbon, so too on Shavuos, we use the counting period of a week, as Shavuos is designated by 7 weeks of counting to designate the time period allowed for the karbanos of Shavuos. The person on the previous staff had mentioned a list of items which are all included in the Isra Bal Ta'achar. These included Chive Hadamin, Ha'erichin, Ha'charamin, Ha'kdeshes, Chatoyes Vachamis, Eilus Ushlamim, Tzedakas Ha'maisras, B'chayre Maisra Pesach, Leket Shekhopeah. The Gemara now begins to examine this Braisa as well as bring sources to show how each of these items are included in this Isra of Lisa'ach L'shamer. The Gemara begins with the Karban Pesach and asks, Pesach by mikra ber galim hu? Pesach zimne kviyale, The Karban Pesach has a specific designated time to be brought, which is on Erev Pesach, and then eaten on Pesach night at the Seder, and cannot be brought at a later date. Chizda answers that Pesach kedi nispa. Your question is indeed valid, and Pesach was merely mentioned here because very often Bechira Meiser and Pesach are grouped together. Whereas Rav Sheshet explains that the Pesach in this listing is referring to Shalmei Pesach, an animal that was originally designated as a Karban Pesach, but was then lost and replaced with another animal and subsequently found. In such a case, this animal is brought as a regular Karban Shlam. And even though a regular Shlam is already mentioned on this list, however, one might think that Hoylo Machmas Pesach Kasu Kepesach Domu Kemash Malan. Since this is a replacement for a Karban Pesach, perhaps it would not have Tashlumen, the same way that a Karban Pesach does not have Tashlumen. Mashmalan that in fact it does have up to 3 amtaim to bring this animal as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, in the same way that a regular carbon shlam has. The Gemara continues and asks, Minan Amili, what are the Torah sources for each item mentioned in the Braisa? The Tanabon, the Pasuk states, Kisidu nedu l'Hashem lekecha l'Yisach l'Shalmai, Kiderash yidushen Hashem lekecha me'amcha v'hoi b'chochet. The Gemara learns, Kisidu neder, ein li'el neder, where one pledges using a lashon of Harei Alai. Nedava minayin. How do we know that including this command is where one says Harei Zu or Nedava? The Gemara says that elsewhere the Pasuk says Im Neder or Nedava, comparing Neder with Nedava to set a precedent and teach that wherever Neder is used, Nedava is also included. The Gemara continues, Lashem Alikecha, Elo Hadamin, Ha'erichin, V'Charamin, V'Hakdeshes. This includes various types of donations, Erichin where one says Erki Olai, or Haraman, where one says that an item should be Cherem for the Beis HaMikdash, Hektashis, where one says that an item should be Hektash for the Beis HaMikdash. Kiddush Yidushena refers to Karbanos, which are Nidrash, such as Chatois, Vashomis, when one is obligated to bring them, and Oilus Shlamim, which include Oilus Ri and Shama Chagiga, which are also obligatory. Hashem Likecha refers to Tzedakais Umaisus Ubachar, which, as Rashi explains, is associated elsewhere in the Torah with these words as we find by Tzedakah, where the pasuk states ulchati et tzedakah lefnei Hashem lekecha, and by ma'aser which states v'chat lefnei Hashem lekecha ma'aser degantcha tireishcha v'yitzrecha. Me'amcha comes to include leket shechopeah, for which one is also liable for the isra bal ta'achar if he is negligent in giving this over to the poor. V'hayivachachet v'loy b'karbanchachet. While a person who delays his carbon is transgressing an isra, the carbon itself still remains kosher and may be sacrificed even if brought after the designated time. The Braisa had also mentioned Lesa'ach l'shalmai, hu v'loi chilufav. The Gemara questions chilufi mai. After some discussion, the Gemara explains, according to Rav Sheshet, that this is referring to chilufi oila u'shlam, for whom 2 yam tev already passed, and then the animal is acquired in mum. And so they transferred the kedusha of this animal to a non-blemished animal, for which a 3rd yam tev passed. So g'day d'chamina hoil m'koyach kama k'asi, k'man d'avrul av gimel regalm dami. One might think that this, since this animal came in place of another carbon, which was already delayed by 2 yom tovim, the next yom tov would be considered its 3rd. Kamash Malan, that since this is a chiluf, a replacement, it has its own independent 3 yom tovim. V'hoi v'chachat, v'loi b'kabant chachat. But while a person who delays his carbon is transgressing an Isser, the carbon itself still remains kosher and may be sacrificed, even if brought after the designated time. The Gemara then questions why the Pasuk needs to teach this, as we already know it from other Pesukim. The Gemara agrees, and therefore offers a different explanation. B'chochet v'le b'ishtochochet. Since we already learned elsewhere, b'avin nedarim ishtoi mesa, that if one is lax in keeping his vows, a penalty could be meted out against his wife, chas v'shalom, as our Gemara here cites in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, and some say Rabbi Lazar, in ishtoi shal adam mesa, yom kein mevakshim emenu mamen, ve'ein loy, shnema im ein locha l'shalom lo me'yikech mishkofcha me'tachtecha. One might think that one's wife would also be punished for the Issa Baal Ta'achar with one who is lax in keeping his pledges. Kamash Bulan, that b'chochet v'loy b'ishtochochet.